Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Oh, St. Louis has got a lot, and Scott Jagow is always out roaming, and it's time to play along at home. Joe Pott is joining me, Debbie Monterey, in studio. We'll try and guess from the clues, and we won't guess until the very end, but you can guess right away at home.
Okay.
What do you think our chances are?
I don't know about the chances, but you're going to like the end result. Okay, I'll start with here. Clue number one.
Well, I come from a big Italian family. I love, so really where I started, everything started back when I was in a kitchen, in the kitchen as a little kid, baking Christmas cookies with my great-grandma, my Mima, and my mom, and my sisters. And I just felt that joy, and I was like, I want to keep that. And I knew I wanted to be a baker ever since I was little.
An Italian bakery.
A baker, okay.
A baker. Sounds and it's breakfast lovely. Time.
Uh-oh, does that mean he brought us treats?
I might have. There's a box
to see
over
a white box walk in the studio with him.
Can't see through all these screens.
Only if you guess it correctly.
Oh. Otherwise,
quick, start cheating.
takes those treats down the hall. Nothing for you.
Okay, so we know it's a bakery. Let's continue.
I'm a dreamer. I always have big dreams. And so I always wanted to write a cookbook. It turned into something way bigger than I ever thought it would, which has been an amazing process. It took me about 2 years to write. I had a baby in between, so, you know, that came first. We tested and tasted and perfected each and every recipe in this book. And some of them stem from childhood, that like my grandfather's rolls or cookies that I made alongside my kids or recipes that I developed with my team.
Okay, so not only is she a baker,
she's a cookbook author.
She has a cookbook.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got the wheels are turning over there. Debbie's going to get this. I will guarantee she's going to get this.
If Debbie gets it, do I still get samples?
Yeah, you'll still get samples.
I got you, Joe.
Okay, let's continue. So she's got a cookbook.
So our number one sellers are lemon blueberry scone, which we've probably made about 10,000 last year. And I checked my numbers and we're going to make more than that this year. There's a lot of scones and our jumbo chocolate chip cookie, literally like the size of your head. That recipe's in there too. But then it has just really great approachable recipes that even if you're a beginner baker or an avid baker, there's something in there for everyone.
So lemon blueberry scones and chocolate chip cookies as big as your head.
I'm just trying to figure out what 10,000 scones looks
like. I know.
And more this year, she said. My goodness.
That's a lot of scones.
It is a lot of scones.
They also serve coffee. You know, it's a bakery, so usually. She also does wedding cakes.
Wow.
Wedding cakes and all this other stuff. It's insane. I asked her, she has three kids too, small kids. When does she sleep? And she's like, well,
seriously,
do my best, but you know.
Do we have more clues?
Yeah, I got more clues.
Okay.
Here we go.
You got to put that math and science aside sometimes and really just bake from your heart and, you know, use your creativity. Because I think of baking as like an art form and a creative outlet, like where I can just be like, oh, I get to bake something, you know. Yes, it's important to have measurements and things like that. But I feel like sometimes people get intimidated by baking because they think it's such a science and all that math. But really, just, you know, don't be so nervous about it and just bake from your heart.
Bake from your heart.
I don't know if that would work for me, but I'll leave heart baking to the professionals.
Yeah. I've got one more clue that should give you a clue.
Okay.
Of location.
Like a TV show. Everybody knows your name, you know? And if you come in here and you're not a local or whatever, we're going to make you feel like you're at home. Old Town is just, it's like a thriving community. Not as many like new businesses popping up as maybe we would want, but the ones that are there are just diehard, like true to North County, and just like they're the rock, you know, of our community.
Okay, there's two clues right there to the location.
Where are we, Joe?
Well, North County.
Yeah.
And Old Town.
Florissant.
Very well.
Yeah.
You got that part right. Now, if you can guess the name of the place, I'll give you some breakfast.
Made by Leah.
Oh, my goodness.
Done.
I have not been there, but Leah Holter is great.
That's her. That is Leah Holter.
Awesome.
Very, very good. And, oh, Lord, this looks good. I mean, it is stash full of nice goodies.
Yeah, we don't have the cameras on yet.
Right. I know. So people will just have to imagine these scones and other items.
Oh, one of the 10,000
blueberry scones. There's not 10,000
in there, right? No. But she's got a great story. She's a dreamer, as she said, and she actually won the next, whatever that show is called.
Next Great Baker.
American Baker or whatever, mm-hmm. in 2014, I think. She won.
Yeah, so and she could have stayed in Las Vegas and run Buddy Velastro, the cake boss's location there. But she said, it wasn't for me.
Nice.
I wouldn't want to
live in Las Vegas. Did you talk to her?
Yeah, she was my book chat guest about 4 months ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, nice. I didn't know that.
That's how I was like, oh, I recognize that voice.
Yeah. So she has this, Old Town Florissant is really nice. It's like got some really cool shops and it's walkable, you know, and hers is one of them. There were, you know, lots of people when I was there because it's very popular and it's made by Leah is the name of it, as you said. And she's maybe thinking of expanding at some point. But yeah, she's got a really nice operation and she's got a national reputation. People come from Chicago and elsewhere to come just to her bakery because the cookbook has promoted her recipes. So she's doing quite well.
Well, good for her. And we're going to hear more from Leah when?
Sunday morning, as always, at 8:20 and 9:20.
That is Roaming St. Louis with Scott Jagow, and you are listening to Total Information AM.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.